steer between two psukim. One pasuk says shivas yamim, other pasuk says ach b'yom rishon. Now the steer implied you cannot say that it's required to burn the chametz at the very beginning of yom rishon. That's too late already. The minute yom rishon, the minute hazvav comes in, is already in violation the first minute of vayira vayimot. Rabbeinu Peretz says that Rashi is wrong. There's no steer between the two psukim. It's like Tosa, there's no steer. Ivan, isn't there a steer? I mean, apparently there's no steer at all. You know why there's no steer? Because if you have a mechazel, there's a steer between two psukim. One pasuk says shivas yamim, other pasuk says ach b'yom arisha. Now the steer implied, you cannot say that it's required to burn the chametz at the very beginning of yom arisha. That's too late already. The minute yom arisha, the minute hezvav comes in, is already in violation the first minute of Vayira Vayimot. Rabbeinu Peretz says that Rashi is wrong. There's no steer between the two psukim. It's like Tosa, there's no steer. Ivan, isn't there a steer? Rabbeinu Peretz says no steer at all. You know why there's no steer? Because if you're mechazel of Amanas Mavaro, you're really trying very hard to burn it as quickly as possible during those few months. Hareza kemavuar, as if it's burned already. But there is no steer between these two psukim. And therefore, let's try in the Gemara like Tosa. It's not there's a steer, but there's an extra pasuk. So we have now a two-on-one. Rashi holds its usur, Rabbeinu David holds its usur, Rabbeinu Peretz holds its mutter. This is a case of Mechazer Achav Levaro. Not just going to burn it tomorrow. Going to burn it right now. You're ready to burn it. For those few minutes, is there an Avera or not?
Yes, do it right away. Right.
So Rabbeinu Peretz says there's no Avera. That's the chat. There's no steer in the two psukim on the Avdalam and Beis. And Rabbeinu David and Rashi say there is an Avera. Rabbeinu David had a whole fancy chat that I'm not going to go into. It could mean either this, it could mean that, and it means the chumrah. But the bottom line is beferish that even if you're mechaz on the var, there's a piece of bayro bayamatzi for those few minutes. And Rashi and Rabbeinu Peretz is beferish, there's no iser. But Rashi is told here that there is an iser, because Rashi learns a steer between these two psukim. Rabbeinu Peretz says there's no steer. Why is there no steer? Because mechaz on the var, there's no bayro. Rashi holds there is a steer in Mitzvah, so there is a din of Balira, even if Mechazer of Levar. So Rabbeinu Peretz brought a raya. That's what we started saying yesterday. Rabbeinu Peretz brings a raya from Nafheim and Aleph in the bottom. Rabbi Yossi Omer, he says, Achmei Amarishan. And it can't be beyond this, he says, Achile. He beyond the Vatzma, Mishori, Iskish, and Shposa, Sola, Shechilas Chomaz, Chilas Chomaz, Achilas Matzo. That's the Gemara. In fact, Rabbeinu Peretz. Hey, this Kash is a good Kash, even without Achile. That's correct. It's going to prove that if you machazer ol levaro, there's no prohibition, right? Nobody wrote, and it's proof in the Gemara here in the last line. Why on this kashrut achile? Even without achile, the first second is already a problem. It must be, said Rabbeinu Peretz, if you machazer ol levaro, there is no bayiro by yemotzi. So if it's a few minutes, it would be no kashrut. But it means achile a whole 6 hours. I can't be machazer levaro for 6 hours. That's why it's a kashrut. No, but Rashi Shver, because Rashi keeps the whole like Rabbeinu David, that there is Bayra in this case. Sure. The Gemara of Ham and Aleph asks Akasha, Stira. It says, Ach B'yomer Rishon. It says, it cannot be Me'er of Yontif. Excuse me, it cannot be Yontif. Because it says, Iskish, right? On the top of Ham and Aleph, is a Hekish. And a Hekish leads to a conclusion that you must have all the Chametz gone by the beginning of Pesach. So how can Ach B'yomer Rishon possibly mean on the 15th? It's too late. But the Gemara should have asked the Kasha Stam. Instead, the Gemara introduced the Achile. Why the Gemara asked the Kasha without the Achile? That's Rabbeinu Peretz's question. After Rabbeinu Peretz, I'll tell you why. Because if it were not for Achile, there would be no Kasha. Why? Ach, because it says 7 days you have to have no Bayar or Bayar Matzeh. And you can eliminate it on Pesach. But since you start, as soon as the sun sets, you start building the fire, to start building and making the fire, to burn the chametz, there's no bayis kippavua. There's no bayiros, there's no problem, there's no kasha. Only achilek is 6 hours. That's what introduces the question. If you give the guy 6 hours of grace, then there's no 7 days of bayiro bayimotze. And there's no, the hekesh would contradict that. The bottom of Hay refers to the back into the top of Hay. The bottom line quotes the top line on that page. See the Iskish? Iskish?
Yeah.
The top line says Iskish and the bottom line says Iskish. The sandwich, right? So the one here refers back to the one on top of the page. So the question, what will Rashi do? If Rashi holds that there is an Avera, even if you're machazer all levaro. So there's a kasha here in the Gemara. Even without achilik, the answer Rashi kvar nishmar mizeh. Rashi anticipated the question, and he got out of it with two words. What are the two words? Bein hashmoshes. Rashi threw in a bein hashmoshes factor in here. So if not for achilik, he would have answered. Really, there is a serious concern. Gevald is a hekesh. But the hekesh first begins at Seisuk Chovim. Ki keni matzah tol Seisuk Chovim. Right? Ki keni matzah tol Seisuk Chovim. That's when the hekesh begins. So when will you get rid of the chametz? You get rid of the chametz during the Bein HaShemashes. Would be a perfect teretz. What makes that teretz impossible? One word. No, what was the fact? Two letter words. Ah! Because after the day is divided in half. Don't play with me with 10 minutes. Divided in half. That's why it's a kasha. But if it would be divided in half, what would we say? No problem. Just get rid of the chametz and bein hashmoshes. And that way, you have avoided the problem of the hekesh, which only begins at Seisuk HaChovim. And at the same time, you can mekan beyom arish tashbisu, subsequent to the period known as Shkia. It's already considered yom arish tashbisu, considered Pesach. I said, Baruch asked me yesterday, so how come the Gemara on Dalam and Beis didn't have that problem? Abai didn't have that problem? The answer is Pashut. The answer is Pashut. Abai had to steer without the Achilek. That's what he asked me yesterday. He didn't want to steer without Achilek. He had to stay before they even dreamt about Achilek. The answer, Baruch. Here, the Gemara is not basing itself on a Hekesh. The Gemara says, Shivas Yomim. So that's what we will take it. Shivas Yomim starts at Shkia. So you have no great spirit of Ben HaShemoshes. Only Rabbi Yossi is working with the Hekesh. The Hekesh is derived from Abayar Tochul Matzah, that starts with Tetzel Chodesh. Then you have the great spirit of Ben HaShemoshes. But Abai and Dalam and Beis, who has Shivas Yomim, he has no such great spirit. If you think about it for a minute, you'll see it's never poshut, it's correct, and it all fits in like a charm. While Dalam and Beis is a steer without Achilek, because here the source, you have to get rid of Shivas Yomim. Here it doesn't say Shivas Yomim. Here it goes back to the Hekesh. The Hekesh only starts at Tetzel Chodesh, which is the time of the Matzah. At Shkia. The Shkia is the Shkia. So you already have a steer. There's no great spirit of Ben HaShemoshes. Only in the bottom of an Aleph when we introduce the Hekesh, then the great spirit of Ben HaShemoshes exists. Think about it. Let's just go over it a few times. You'll see that it's 100% correct. And of course, he pointed out the problem with Rashi was, it's Drichra Levistra Sveka. If the Kaddish Baruch Hu knows when the day, difference of day and night is. So you need a puzzle with Ben HaShemoshes. Apparently, Rashi seems to be working here with the opinion that the Ben HaShemoshes are very of Ifnei Atman, like the Rav said. It's a different Bria. It's a new gray twilight zone. It's neither day nor night. It's not that we have a doubt. The Ritzvosim say it that way. The Rogacheva says that way. But the Gemara and Shabbos say not that way. That's a big problem. Don't know. The Ben Chassidim said Rashi doesn't really mean it. Doesn't mean Ben HaShemoshes. But if he doesn't mean it, then it wouldn't enter a Ben HaParis's Kasha. So that's why that's not a parish of choice. And this is what we spoke about yesterday. It was a little bit... I didn't really get it out right. Today we got it out right. I don't know if you caught it, but at least it came out right. Okay? This is how the Rishonim discussed this suit. If you have a question, you can ask me right now. Good time for questions. Yes?
What's the question? How
could
he ask a question on Rashi?
Nah. He
has
a question in the later Rashi, as far as the question of Yomim and Lelos. Whether the Havamina was that all nights of Pesach, there should be no Valyara, believe it or not. Only the first night. We spoke about it last time. I don't want to go into that again. That's what he asks about. This he does not ask about. You have it straight. You have to get everything straight and clear. It's very important. If you have a question, and you don't want to ask me, I can ask me after Shia. Okay, I'll be here later this afternoon. Okay? Good. Now, did we just finish up that loose end from yesterday? We have to discuss a number of other important issues which remain for the Chazar. Okay, we already chazed, just to chazed, we chazed the Mishnah with the Tosfos, with the first Rashi and the first Tosfos with the Ran, right? We chazed the issue of, is there Bayro Bayamotze, if you don't exactly know that there's Chametz, and that question divides if you did you what everything you could, you did everything the Chazal told you to do, you didn't know everything that the Chazal told you to do, you discovered on Pesach, and on all the various parameters we have with Rashi, with Tosfos, the Rambam and the Ran, the Rosh, the two Gers and the Rosh, right? Then we start speaking about Masker and Socher. That's what we started chazing yesterday morning. Issue Masker and Socher. Very important question. What happens
excuse me, before that, when does Zman Bedikas Chametz, before Maskan Sofer, does Zman Bedikas start at Or? What does Or mean? The first word of the Mesechta. Does it mean this hour, the next hour, three different choices? Is it only the beginning of the night, is it the whole night? What if you want to make it earlier? Earlier by day, earlier by night? Right? So we discuss the various questions about your whole house, part of the house. So Maskan Sofer, what happens if there's no Bittul? So the Ranan's all sugi with no Bittul. I don't know the right, so Rashi says no, the right, so why? Because it's Chavon Shalid with Bayer Shalachet. And Rashi says no. The Gemara is talking about this, but there was Bittul. What happens? No Bittul. So there's a Machloikas again. The Marashal says the Maskers belong to him. And the Mogan Abram said he was Maskers and the guy was part of a cult. And the Tzvi Yeshua says he's responsible because it's in his house. It's between a Jew and a Goy. We spoke about that whole issue. Then we spoke about the question of Chavon, which is not in my house, or we had three different shittas. The Ramban said, if it's not in my house, there's no daraisa because of the mechilta. Also with the Rabbanan. And then we mentioned that the Rosh is baloney. Veso means reshuso. It's in my control. It belongs to me. If it's somebody else's house. And the post really made a compromise, right? If it's mine, then what? I'm over with someone else's house with the daraisa. If it's only, I'm watching it, that's what the cold gulefa comes into play. Right? So talk about the case of Mapolis, under a mound. Or if it's stolen. Or if it's a stock, if it's inaccessible, we suggest that everyone should agree that midaraisa, there's no Easter of Yerach if it's inaccessible, because everyone agrees that should be included in the miyut of the batecha, and maybe no Easter of Rabban either, that explains by stocks, we spoke about that. Yeah, we've had many things in the last few days, and we spoke in the afternoon about other things, and in this coming, in this sugya, let's not start the new things, for which is, we have to talk about today. Rabosai. Do you have any questions? I want to make sure there are no questions. Forgive me for being repetitive, but I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to ask. Yes? Yeah. The Rid said that it's my chametz, I'm over by your raw, by your matzah, even if it's in your house.
Why is that more makil than the Rush?
Because the Rush says that even if it's chametz which I took, I'm watching a guy's chametz, and I put it to your house, I'm still in violation. Okay? So it's always seems so low. Now maybe the Jew's chametz, it's not exactly 100% clear. Yeah. Yes, you have a question, Josh. Listen.
Can I ask another thing to be different?
If you want, but make it very brief, if you don't mind.
That question would be, how long Rabbi David, the question on Rashi compared Rabbi David to the Chodesh Hanan, but that's what I'm doing.
Correct.
So, Rabbi David, they asked a question,
why the Gemara Pilkel so much? Just as if I
were. Just an obvious question.
Balira, so we answered according to Ksaviyad that there's Rameyah. Only according to Rabbi Yehuda is Rashi is Balira. Correct. And we answered according to the really even better answer. Even without the Ksaviyad. And the whole, it's obvious that it's Balira once you know the Tashbisa. Before you know the Tashbisa, there's no Balira. Catch 22. Think about it. It's all clear. Yeah. We also spoke, I forgot to tell you, we spoke about yesterday, that was a very important question for the Maisa. What if I go away for Pesach and I want to rent out the whole house before Yontif, am I have to do a Bedikah? Again, the whole house and part of the house. Remember, if I sell the chametz to a guy, that's also, we reviewed that too. It's a very important lemaisa to catch. We discussed what bittul chametz is, three shittas, how we pass the halacha, with the bracha, with the shlichas, with all that stuff. We also spoke about how you fulfill tashbis. All these things we chazed yesterday, the kumva say, sheva al tasa, etc., etc. Okay, Rabosai. I want to know now, new and young, is Bayiro, Bayimotze, Allah, Banitiklase or not? Okay? Start a new union. Is it or is it not? The Gemara, that's Tani, hey, according to some Giris, it says yes. It is a living at Allah, Banitiklase, and the Pashas, it should be. Why not? The Rambam says clearly it's not a Banitiklase. And the Rock seems to concur. Why not? After all, it's Allah, Bayiro, and I say, Tashbisu. Oh, so we had it yesterday. We already discussed the Minchas Chinuch's reason that Tashbis was fulfilled by Shevi Al Taseh. He only fulfilled the mitzvah, which is in passive form, passively. You cannot say that it's a kum. It's not to say I'm not doing anything. That's the Minchas Chinuch. But we saw three other answers in the Mefarshim to explain why it would not be a nitzvah glasay according to the Rambam sheet. One, the simplest of all, the simplest of all is another Yehuda. He doesn't understand. He doesn't see how it could possibly be an interclasse. After all, according to the Pashtus, Tashbisu means when? The Yom Rishon, which means what day? The 14th and the 14th only. And the Bali Rav, again, the Pashas means only starting from Shkia on Pesach. So on the contrary, Lav Anitik Lasei means Yasei comes after the Lav. Here, Punk Fakert, here Yasei comes when? Asei comes before the Lav. Asei is on the 4th and the Lav is on the 5th. Now you can't go down to the Lasei. Wasn't the shoes on the other foot. So what are the other ones to do? So we discussed it yesterday. It was a shop. But that's a simple reading why Gondar Rama would not be an Adar Dugla Seh. Simple. Toshim Shah. No, the Behuda in effect says it.
What is
the essay? The essay is on the 14th. Bar Yom HaRishon, the Gemara concludes on the 14th. The Lav is on the 15th. It's the wrong order. Oh. That was a simple Pshah. Then came a brisk Pshah. Reb Chaim Brisker says in his parish of the Rambam that he thinks it depends upon the machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. That's what he thinks. Why? He's a very big yisod. Reb Chaim says, and in this he's against two gedolei olam, the Makor Chaim and the Michal Sinuch. Reb Chaim assumes that according to Rabbi Yehuda, you do not fulfill Tashbisu unless you burn the Chametz. Patience. You do not fulfill Tashbisu unless you burn the Chametz. If you do anything less than burning of the Chametz, then you have avoided Bali Ra, but you have not fulfilled Tashbisu. So such a Chaim. The other Gedolim, Michal Sinuch and Makor Chaim, say that's not true. Not true at all. If you eliminate your chametz some other way, you did fulfill tashbisu. Except what? Despite the fact that you fulfilled tashbisu, you still have an obligation to burn the chametz anyway. And this is derived from nosar. Nosar, there is no, quote, bali rov by nosar. Still, the Torah demands that you actually burn it. For eish nisrofu. So here too, even if you have fulfilled tashbisu with your other means some other means, for example, you did bitl. That's just an example. You did bitl. So maybe you really would have tashbisu if you did bitl, even according to Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Except, why'd you have to go burn it afterwards anyway? Because it's derived from nosar. Reb Chaim says, no. Reb Chaim says the derivation from nosar tells you that it modifies tashbisu, not just a separate yalfusa. It tells you that you do not fulfill tashbisu unless you actually burn the chametz. Therefore, Reb Chaim says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, they actually have to burn the chametz. To understand very well why it's called Lav Anitik L'Asei. Because the Asei, as Reb Chaim put it, is Aloch and the Cheftza. The Chepet has to be burnt, and that's a positive mitzvah to go burn that Chametz. And they have us considered the Lav Anitik L'Asei. It's according to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. And that's what the Gemara Daf Tzadi Hei goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't know exactly why, but that's what he assumes. Kimavu Hashem.
Why is it not just Kimavu Hashem?
It is.
Why?
Because you have to burn the chametz after, if you have chametz on Pesach and you are in violation of Vayor Vayimatzeh, then exists the mitzvah of Tashbisu, Sa'armi Batecha. You must eliminate this chepetz, as Reb Chaim puts it, of chametz. And since you have to eliminate the chametz of chametz, then you have been menatek and metaking the lava by Rabbi Yamate when you are eliminating the chametz by fulfilling tashbisu by burning it. Notice it's a circumscribed act known as burning chametz. It must be done by burning chametz because there's no other way out to contribute. You have to burn the chametz. Any other means will not be a fulfillment of tashbisu. And therefore, this is a circumscribed act. A mitzvah of seif tashbisu, we can consider it to be a lav and itig laasei, says Reb Chaim. Yes, right. However, according to Shitas Rabbanon say that you bechol dava sheyirtze, you can eliminate the chametz any way you please. So Reb Chaim is noted to explain that according to Rabbanon, as long as you don't have chametz, no matter how you don't have chametz, whatever happens, the bottom line, you have no chametz. Therefore, you are in fulfillment of the mitzvah of Tashbisu. In effect, you write of it, he says what the Michal Sinuch says what? He says a famous paragraph which begins what? Ve'ein Lomar, right? Ve'ein Lomar. The Michal Sinuch Ve'ein Lomar is Rav Chaim's V'yesh Loma. Don't tie this into Rabban Rav Yehuda, says the Minchas Tzedek. It's the difference. They've all agreed we have to eliminate one way, either with fire or with other means. But the Shaila, whether Kumba says Sheva Tassel, which Rashi and Tosis, has nothing to do with Rav Yehuda and Rabban. Rav Chaim pangs the table and says, no, it has nothing to do with Rav Yehuda and Rabban. Kod Rabban is a special way how to get rid of it, that's the opposite of Kumba say. Kod Rabban, you can do it any way you please, and it's as long as you don't have Chavetz. That's the pshat, it's not considered to glass, eh? The same as we said yesterday, going to Michas Chinuch. That's what we said, going to Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim ties it into what? Rav Yehuda Rabbanon. Michas Chinuch tied it into other things, right? The tie of pshat, bitbul and all those other things. But there, yeah?
The Rabbanon, the way Rav Chaim says Rabbanon, is that kind of like what Michas Chinuch says? It's a passage?
That's correct. That's how he says pshat in the Rabbanon. Right, that's what he says. That's basically what he says. One second. So therefore, to repeat, Rav Chaim says, according to Rashidus Rav Yehuda, there's a special way out of getting rid of the Chomets. And that's the only way to fulfill Tashbisa. And they must consider a key in Masei and Cheftza, and they must fall down to the Lavadit Glaset. According to Rashidus Rabbanan, as long as you don't have the Chomets, you get rid of it any way, any which way. Doesn't matter if you pulverize it, if you mevatel it, whatever you did. But you never had it in the first place. So the Mele, that's considered fulfilling the Tashbisa. That's considered, quote unquote, Sheval Tasa. And therefore, it can't be viewed as a lava that's a glass. Hey, the Michaskel said about this, Ein Loma. He went prime later on and said, Yesh Loma. Chum
say what?
Chum
holds
lava
that's a glass, or not? Okay, only
Kondra Behuda. Right, that's what he said. That's what Chum said. It was a Kondra Behuda. We passed like the Rabbah, passed like the Rabbah. Valk. Oh. Got it straight. Yes. You happen to be doing an action. But since the mitzvah could have been fulfilled without an action, so you just did an action.
Huh.
Let's give an example on Shabbos. On Shabbos is the mitzvah asay of Shabbos, which can be fulfilled by sleeping through 24 hours. Some bacham and yeshiva try to do. Right? Right? 24 hours for your sleep, you fulfill Shabbos. Let's say I decide I'm going to fulfill Shabbos. Instead of sleeping 24 hours, I'm going to learn straight 24 hours. I'm going to sit, I might stand there, I'm going to shuckle, I'm going to move everywhere. Say, oh, I fulfilled the assay with a mice. I shuckle 24 hours. Says, you shuckled very nice, but you could have just as well slept. I mean, I'm not equated to, from the perspective of ultimate value, but from the perspective of Shabbos, you could have slept, you could have shuckled the same thing. So your shuckle is just a hecha timsa. It's not the etzema mice of mitzvah. This is also following. Think about it. You can't call it an etzem ma'aseh mitzvah if it can be done without a ma'aseh. So you choose to do it through a ma'aseh.
No,
not even true. You can do bittul. According to this, you can fulfill the mitzvah with bittul. According to the Rambam anyway, bittul, right? Oh. And then we had a teretz from the stipler, the Kilas Yaakov, who said that he knew he throws in a new word. Lav shekidmo aseh. Lav shekidmo aseh. And aseh comes before the lav. No, not Lav Shekidmo Aseh in the sense of Nana Behuda, in the literal sense, that chronologically, the date of the Aseh is the 14th, and the date of the Lav is exclusively, and their Lav is the 15th. No, let's assume, like the other Akron already said, that Tashbisu is extended into Pesach. Let's assume that way, okay? Tashbisu is extended into Pesach. But Tashbis is extended into Pesach. Now you can have a possibility. You're over by your Motzei. And now you can go ahead and burn the Chometz. Oh, so maybe it should be considered into Glasei. So the Stibus is as follows. It's based upon a Ramban in the Sefta Makis. If someone went into, who was Tomei, and went into the Machane, into the base of Migdosh, he has to leave. So the Ramban said it's not considered Avad into Glasei. Why not? You do a Matama the Machane. You avoid the Loitamos Machaneim. And I'll be shalom and I'm after. Answers the Ramban, the way the Stabler interprets it, that you're leaving the base of Mikdash now, not because of who you were with the time of the Mikdash yesterday. And in order to fix up yesterday's Tumas HaMikdash, I'm going to leave now. Oh no! You're on the firing line. Every second that you stay in base of Mikdash, you are in violation of V'layetamos Machneim. You have to leave because of the next minute's violation. If every single minute of the next minute constitutes a violation, and you leave, we cannot view that as Nitta Glasei. Nitta Glasei means you did this in order to right a past wrong. But if you're doing it to right a future wrong, we cannot link that to a past wrong. You see the logic? It makes a logical sense. And therefore we cannot say that it's called labadit glase. Sure. The Ramban said in Makkos that if I leave the Machne Shechina, leave the Beit HaRavayis or the Azorah, there's still Malchus. We don't view it as labadit glase. Why not? The Ramban explains, I left the Beis HaMikdash not in order to correct the wrong of 10 minutes ago that I violated Lo Yitama. No, but to prevent the future wrong. Because every second I stay is a violation of Lo Yitama's Machne. Same thing when it comes to Chometz. He says, the disciple suggests, the reason why this Malchus called the Ramban is the Lashon Kidmo Asay. What does that mean? It means every minute that I keep hold on to my Chometz, I'm in violation of Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotz. So when I get rid of the Chometz, we don't say, oh, I got rid of the Chometz because I wanted to right a past wrong. I stole something and I want to give it back to correct my original act of stealing. No. Here, the reason why I get rid of the Chometz is to prevent a future violation, because every second is a violation. It's called Lashon Kidmo Asay. I did Gemara. The Gemara that Tzadihei says, it's going to argue this anyway. Now what? It is called Nitzik Lasei. That's the beauty of this type place. It's Pshat. If you look there and told us, you see that the Gemara Tzadihei happens to hold that Kidmo Asay and Nitzik Lasei have the same halacha. It's a different understanding of what Nitzik Lasei means, obviously. So of course, according to that Gemara, it holds that way, so it would be considered the equivalent of Nitzik Lasei. But we don't pass it that way. We pass it that Kidmo Asay is critically different than Nitzik Lasei. Because one is past and one is future. So therefore, we pass the halacha that's considered a regular lav, and there is malchus. If you did it by Maisa and Pesa, if it won't come with the Pesa from a guy, you would get malchus. She's a Ramba. That's the Stipler answer. Oh. So we have, therefore, Abosai, really basically three answers in concept. One, it's Sheva al Tasa. Mechasim said it plain. Reb Chaim linked it to the Machlokos Reb Yehuda Rabbonah. Two, the simplest answer of all, not a Behuda, just chronologically, the Asay comes before the Lava, it's only on the 14th, and the Lava is on the 15th. And when I say no Behuda, it is Kasha, not in the Teres. And it suggests that. And three, the Stifler, that even though the Asay continues into Pesach, but you burn the Chometz on Pesach, not so much, but not only to correct the wrongs of the past, which would be considered in the Asay. You do it because every minute there's another wrong in the future. That's called Kidmo Asay. And the Gemara, so the Gemara goes according to the Manzamos, Kidmo Asay is Ein Lokin. We pass Kidmo Asay as Yelokin. Kod Rav Chaim, the Gemara goes according to whom? Rabbi Yehuda. We pass like the Rabbanan. According to, right, Kod Rav Chaim. What about the Nodav Yehuda? What will he do? They'll say that don't have the gears in the Gemara. I don't know. They'll say that gears has an extension of Tashbisa. The old Tashbisa was only the 14th, not the 15th. And even according to the Minchas Chinuch, we suggested that the Gemara that Tzadei goes according to Mandama, who holds it's Kumvat. They're also in Mandama like that. Abaye and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Akiva. And then we pass them as Sheva al Tasa. That's how the Rambam will answer. Yes, sir.
The Kilos Yaakov.
Yes.
Didn't he also make that dependence on whether the, I mean, it is dependent on whether the Isser is continuous or one time ever. Since the Matame, as you go along, you're continuously being
right. Right, every minute is an Isser, right.
So what about like an Isser of Nosa?
Nosa, no. Nosa, the mit, the ave. No, how's the supposed to go? Below, so siru, mi menu, ad boker. That's it. Once boker comes, you're already passe, you did the ave already. That's the difference. That's exactly the point. Yes, sir. He doesn't say. When I say, I want to explain. When I say Nodav Yehuda, there is no Nodav Yehuda. There's no such. It's just Lo Reisi Mishahir Gishmaze. He says he doesn't understand. How can everyone doesn't just jump up and say it's not a particular say because the say precedes the last chronologically. So now I'm asking if he's right. He says it's not that way at the end. But in his kasha, what would he do with the Gemara Natsari Hey? So the answer is probably wouldn't have the gears. The Rosh didn't have the gears. So they would have to jump to Sparta Gemara. There's no such Gemara. The Rosh didn't have it, Tos didn't have it, Mashal didn't have it. Yes. Yeah, no. It's no, Josh. No, so that's the chiddush we mentioned earlier today in shir and yesterday. No, Yehuda himself, right at the end, is a gzeira shava, saor, saor. So in effect, there is an asay and pesach of tashbis. Ah, but it's we called to his question. That's what he meant to answer the sheet of Saramba. He also no. Rambam never mentioned an asay and tashbis on pesach. Never says a word about it. So pride doesn't exist. Pride doesn't exist. Yes, sir.
What is the mitzvah?
Mentioned it yesterday. Is the kumva asay sheva al tasa? So the Rambam passes this shevi al tasa. If it is not called kumva asay, is there a gemara if I care if it exists? That gemara holds kumva asay. But the Mechasech himself concedes the Machlokas HaTanoim of Rav here on Daf Dalet and Daf Hey about that. Depends on what your fuss is. I'm a pastor like Rav Shem Al-Tasa. The Gemara goes like, Hold the Gabiyos, you're Mekiva and Abaye. Right? It's a Machlokas here in the Sugya, which way it goes. This we went through already yesterday. Yeah, now back to our original question. Is there a fulfillment of Tashbisu, a quad of beautiful person, Mevatel the Chomet, or if he throws it into the ocean, yes or no? So Rav Chaim said that the resounding, no. No. Quod Rabbi Yehuda, if you put it into the ocean, it's no tashbis. If you mevatel, there's no tashbis. If you avoid Vayiru, yeah, okay. So how would bittul work, quod Rabbi Yehuda, we suggested. So the stipend suggested it wouldn't work at all. Remember that? Wouldn't work at all. That's one of the kashas. We suggested a more limited chiddush. The Devi Cheskel, I think, says it works for Torah's hefker. Wouldn't be a fulfillment of tashbis, but it's a hefker. And if you, according to us, maybe it would be Tashbisu, because he gave it to a guy. It's also Tashbisu, right? Like we saw yesterday. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it wouldn't be Tashbisu. But let's just get rid of the Chametz. No, by Rabbi Yamatsu, we're not going to be no Tashbisu. Work with Torah's Hefker. I don't know what you just said. The Stiper wanted to say a bombshell that according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no individual Chametz. La Adam. Doesn't exist at all. And I said, that's such a wild chiddush. How could you say it's wild? That's such a wild idea. Of course, if it's true, it answers to discussion and Abdallah in the days. That's true. But it's so, so wild. So we suggested, no, Avadim exists, but exists works in a different fashion. According to Rabbanu, it works with Torah's Tashbisu, as Rashi says and Rambam says. According to Rabbi, left to work with Torah's Hefker. I guess to say it doesn't work at all is too much of a chiddush. Rabbi Yehuda should deny the expression Bittul found in all the shas. Too much of a chiddush. So look with Torah's Hefker. Won't be a fulfillment of Tashbisu. Okay. We just cut it down a little bit. We be radical after that goal. Yeah. Quote about the Sinai, I think I'm about to say. Quote about the Sinai, Kar Chaim, if a person does Bittul, or if a person throws his chametz into the ocean, he does fulfill Tashbisu, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Only what? It was a special mitzvah of burning, which he used mevatel. No, what can I do? You're a bad guy. You're a mevatel mitzvah of burning. But that's a separate derivation from Nosa, but Tashbisu you did fulfill. All this is critical to understanding of Rabbi Yehuda. Very fundamental. Okay. Yeah.
What
does Rav Chaim mean to Gemara?
That says that the Rabbi Yehuda himself says that
Chatzah you
don't have to do.
You don't have to do statements per se.
You
maybe
could do with another.
We haven't got that. That's not Yud Beis. We haven't got that yet.
Right. We'll
try
it. I mean, we'll have to see later.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but according to Nodeh Behuda, when you burn it on Pesach, there's no Tashbisu. You're burning it because you have to get rid of it, but there's no Tashbisu Pesach. Right, there's no such thing, as he says. Okay. Rabosai, we now have to discuss Pashat Chadol, we just got through learning. The last part that we do Chazar this week. The last week of Hamid Beis, the Gemara implies, post says explicitly, that burning chametz on Pesach is called Tzorach Hayom. Lo amina mitoch. If you say mitoch, then it'll be permissible because it's considered Tzorach Hayom. That's post says on the Hamid Beis, the Ramaskal Lo amina. Big machlokas are Rishonim. Is this true lahalacha? Or is it only true as pshat in the sugi? The Ritva says it's only true as pshat in the sugi. The sugi here in the Hamid Bay is discussing the possibility that ach bayom arishon means the 15th. That's a very important piece to keep in mind. The Gemara is trying to disprove that possibility. But the whole sugi is working with the assumption, for argument's sake, that yom arishon means the 15th. Says the Ritva, if yom arishon means the 15th, ach bayom arishon is the 15th, clearly you have to burn the chametz of Pesach to fulfill ach bayom arishon. However, says the Ritva, la halacha, that bayom arishon means the 14th, and the ikas mana mitzvah is the 14th, and you forgot, or you missed something, and now you want to burn it on the 15th on Yontif, forget it. Not allowed. It's like a mila shalov is mana. It's after the time. And therefore you may not do it on the first day of Yom. I repeat, the Ritva says that the Gemara which Jesus implies in the Hamid Beis, that it is Tzorach HaYom Tzas, that Gemara only is true in the Havamina. The Yom HaRishon means the 15th, but the Maskana means the 14th, and the 14th is the right time, and the 15th is the wrong time. The wrong time is too late, it's a day too late, it's like a meal on the ninth day, it's not Tzorach HaYom Tzas. So writes the Ritva on our daf. The Ran disagrees. The Ran says, no, that burning chametz in the first day of Pesach, if you find it, is considered Torah Hayom Tzas, even la halacha, because you have to get rid of it. You must eliminate it.
Is the Ritva going on the assumption that you had Omer and Avira every second?
Even if he doesn't go into those details, we'll come to that in a minute. Ritvodya said it's considered Shalom Bismarck after the time of the mitzvah. Mitzvah was yesterday. Now you're late. You're late, so it's too bad. Are you in fact over every second or not? That's a question. Some say yes, but you can't help it. Some say no. It's Chazal, the Kesavish suggests. Once Chazal call your hands, you're not over anymore. It's an honest. Yes. Ritvodya, you are over. Okay, so you're too bad. Yeah, but you can't help it. It's too bad. You can't help it. What can you do? Can't help it. Oh. Rabosai, the Shagas Arya screams. Arya is Shag, Milo Yiro. Because he says this, Gemara, is a kasha against Tosus of Chavtes. Tosus of Chavtes is according to his understanding, against the Mekor Chaim. But his understanding says that if I have chavetz and I make a mental decision to eliminate it tomorrow, I am spared from Vayiro by Yamatz. Spared. Zubif Tashvisu also. Sek Shagas Aryeh. So therefore, if I have chavetz on Pesach, why is it considered Tzorach HaYom Tzas? No, shouldn't be considered Tzorach HaYom at all. All I have to do is make a mental decision to burn it tomorrow, and I can leave it till tomorrow. So why is it considered Tzorach HaYom Tzas? That's his question.
So you say it's
with Tosef Lachman, that's the Tosef Lachman, Masha, Chometz, Amanas, Levaro, there's no violation. There's no violation. Okay, maybe one thing. I'm not sure what's a better question. Tosa, go on, Tosa. Either way. Won't help. Because even if you held that the Rishon meant the 15th, there's still no problem. Just make a mental decision to burn it tomorrow. And that takes care of all your problems. That's his cash. Doesn't matter. Doesn't answer the question. The question is, what right do you have to burn chametz on Pesach if you hold from Mitoch? No, it's not Tzorech. Just have to make a mental decision to burn it tomorrow and it's good enough. That solves all your problems. That's the Shagas Arya's kasha. Yeah? None. So make a mental note on the 15th. As soon as you discover the chametz, Gevalt, I have to burn it tomorrow. And tell the rabbi, I'm going to burn it tomorrow. Scouts on him. So once you say that, so then you no more by rabbi, no more tashbisu. It's a great trick. So what's the Torah Chayom Tzas? Yeah? Yeah, but from that what was, but from far here as a here on it is concerned, the mental decision should suffice. Of course, Rav Osir, as I keep pointing out, if one should assume, like the Mekor Chaim, let's repeat this, this is the first Teretz of Shaka Sarah's Kasha. Atos never meant it. Atos Chavtes meant like Rabbeinu Peretz and Avdalid. They meant, that's the case over there in Chavtes. I will pose a Chomets of Hekdesh and I'm going to burn it right away. So, fat toys is a valve, but not, those 2 minutes is going to be by your Rabbi Yamatzeh. Jose says, Masha, Chomas, Amanas, Tavaro, there's no by your Rabbi Yamatzeh. So, the Shakas has an expansive interpretation. It means, you know, you can burn it tomorrow, it's also the same thing. But the Mekor Chaim limited it. No, it's only no violation, you're going to burn it right now, 2 minutes. And of course, he didn't even have a Rabbi of Paris. That shows the goyness of the Mekor Chaim. He's Mechavan on his own to the Vora Rabbi of Paris, Abdallah. The post-Chav Tetz are the same thing, then of course the question doesn't even exist. Because over here, he has to wait 12 hours from till Shkia, till Tzeis, till he can burn it.
Is he Torah that whole time?
No, he's busy eating his Knedla. He's not Torah anything. So therefore, according to Mekor Chaim, you would in fact be able to do it. It's Torah Chayom. It's B'chlan no Kash. But according to the expansive view of the Shaka Sarye, which is what's conventionally understood, so I get to Mekor Chaim. So what do you do with this Kasha? So we saw Rav Osir, a very interesting discussion. This is a sefer called the Pre-Yitzchak. Beautiful sefer. He suggests two things. First is as follows. Go back to the Shagas Ayah's other kasha. How can those in his right mind say, I'm permitted to keep chametz as long as I make a mental note to burn it tomorrow? Can I steal today and pay back tomorrow? Same thing. Get the glass, say, I'll steal today and pay back tomorrow. Great idea, I'll put it in the bank and make money and make interest or whatever I'll do, I'll make me have a greer for a day. May you do it? Yes or no, the Maisa. Of course not. You can't steal, you may not steal today and give it back tomorrow, not allowed. So no. So why over here, may you leave the chametz here today and burn it tomorrow? So the Mekor Chaim answered that question too. He answered the question according to his more limited view. But the same answer, I guess, could be quetched out and extended even to the more expansive view. The challenge follows. Here's an effect of Lashon Kidno Aser, which means as follows, it means like this. Ach bayom arishon tashbisu. V'im lo tirte lashbisu. And if you refuse, if you don't want to eliminate the chametz, then lo yirah lachas chametz, lo yirah lachas or. In other words, Torah is telling you, you have to eliminate the chametz. And if you refuse to eliminate it, you're a bum. You're in violation of the Rabbi Yamatzeh. But if you're not a bum, you're a good guy, you want to burn the chametz, it's right, not inconvenient, because as I told you, your wife doesn't want the ashes scattered over the pasuk. If Tashbisu means the 15th, then it's not a lav shekidno aseh. Because the Bali Roa starts the 15th, and Tashbisu starts the 15th. So we cannot interpret the pasuk in that fashion. Tashbisu. And if you won't, by your own by Yamatzeh. That interpretation, Tashbisu, and if you won't, by your own by Yamatzeh, can lend to an interpretation, Tashbisu, and if you won't, and if you refuse, Tashbisu means what? No, help me out. The 15th, that it's not allowed to keep on saying, the regular allowed to show up. You're prohibited at this point more things from leaving over the chametz till tomorrow and burning it. The same as you're prohibited from stealing someone's property and returning tomorrow. It works out beautifully. The Gemara thinks of Chayra. That only works for the reason we see. That's Tula Halacha L'maisa. But in the Gemara, that payment based on the Gemara thought what? Hatashbisu means what? No, help me out. The 50, that it's not allowed to keep no one to ring a lap shawak. You can not say. So you're prohibited at this point more things from leaving over the chametz till tomorrow and burning it. The same as you're prohibited from stealing someone's property and returning tomorrow. It works out beautifully. The Gemara thinks over here that these are the 15. Therefore, the regular option is the glass egg. And therefore, there is no heter of Amanas Levara. Whereas the Tosfos of Tesla La Halacha, and Tashbisim is the 14, and it's Kid Moaseh. Kid Moaseh can be interpreted, as the Rav Chaim does, to mean that Tashbisu, and if you refuse to ever be Mashmish, then you are hit with Bairo also. If you plan to be Mashmish later, then there is no Bairo by Moaseh. Yes, David. Let's step back. Good idea. Yeah?
He said it's lashed in Moaseh.
He
said it's lashed in Moaseh. And therefore, there won't be any mitzvah tashbisu, and therefore won't be the Torah.
If the lash of kid Moaseh, then the Tosfos test supposedly says that if you make a mental note, you're going to burn it tomorrow, so already today there's no Balyarov. What's that possible? Ah, Bel Rish Tashbisu on the 14th. Vim Lo Tashbisu. If you're not going to get rid of it, then Lo Yerol of Chacham. But as long as I am either directly involved right now in getting rid of it, the Mekor Chaim himself, or I plan to get rid of it later, as the Shaka Sari says, then already from this very moment there's no longer any Balyarov by Yomotze. Only there's a mental decision to do so. Then the Gemara wouldn't fit in. Why is it Tzara Hayom to get rid of it? Just make a mental decision. Oh, the answer to the Gemara didn't think that way. Our Gemara is proving the notion that the Yavarishim is the 50. And means the 50 is the class, but it's the class A. Like you can't steal to pay back, you can't leave it over to burn it. Gevaldik. The Pesach means Ah, the Amarishim Tash Bisu. To be a man. Iyat Tamash Bisu. Then lay your roll of them. So if I'm busy burning it, this is Makar Chaim, or even if I plant to burn it, this is Shaka Sari, it means I'm busy, in effect, busy burning it in my mind, so there's no Bayerah. That's how the Makar Chaim says. Shaka Sari says even 2 days later.
But
it could work out even if it wasn't Shaka Sari, it could also work out. So I plant the birds and I'm safe shot possible. The Iyata wrote to Ashbiso, but Otsi! By all, by Motsi. According to Makokai himself, Yetam Ashbiso Biyad, and according to the Shagasai, but Otsi. Yes? What he's saying over here is, if you hold it's a kidno assay, then we can justify that opinion of Tosfos on our contest that it's permissible to leave over chametz as long as you plan to burn it the subsequent day. If it runs into the classical syndrome of nitoglase, then it's not justified. We can't explain it. I'm using the expression lash of kidno assay in this context, not in terms of whether there's malchus or not. Whether you get malchus or that's not the point. Like we discussed that earlier today. Now I'm discussing from the perspective of whether it's permissible to leave it over if you plan to burn it, if you're busy in burning it. That's the alarm. Shadup shat tosin. Tashbisu. And v'iyat tamashbi. If you're not going to burn it bishmana on the 14th, and you don't plan to burn it in the future, that's v'iyat, then it's by all by a month. But if you hold, there's no time to be so until the 15th. Obviously, what comes first sequentially? Bayerah. Then comes Tashbisu. Then you're not do Bayerah, I'll fix it up later. Like, I'll steal and fix it up later. That's the problem. Yes?
Can you repeat the character?
How do you say it? Okay, no problem. This is follows.
The question, you have a question
from the Shagas Eyes. Shagas Eyes, great question. If you can make a mental note to eliminate the chametz, and this will suffice in order to do what? In order to avoid bayor bayimotzei, so what right do you have to burn chametz on Pesach? Make a mental decision at the end. Right? That's a great question. Post of test is a mental decision suffices. Is Gary Royce in the parish market? Consider it Sarah Hayom. I mean, there's a need to burn it even on Pesach. What's the need? Just make a mental decision. The answer is that the whole Toskov test doesn't make any sense at first glance. You can't steal that and pay back. The only way out of it is to say what? I come to Torah. It's Kidmawaseh. What does that mean, Kidmawaseh? It's repeat. The Pshat and Pasuk is Tashbisu. Get rid of it. The if Atah Ein Chorotza Lashbisu, you refuse, you're an obstinate, you're an action, you're a bum. You refuse to get rid of it, then I'm going to slap on your bayor bayimotzei also. That's Pshat and Pasuk. Okay? That's Pshat and Pasuk. We want to make a mental decision to eliminate it in the future. So I'm home free. That's Toskov test. Correct? But our Gemara couldn't say that way. Because our Gemara is working with the assumption that you're wishing me to 15. So it means the 50s, that Pshat and Pasuk, as I told you, is untenable. It can't be accepted. It's not the right order. Because Tashbisu begins with on the 15th. You can't get Pshat and Pasuk. Hashem said, get rid of the chametz. And if you refuse to do so, I'm going to throw you with a stick of bayor also. No! You never told me to get rid of the chametz before Pesach. According to this Gemara, Rabbi Akiva's poverty is disproved. Yeah. Right, he was strict Tosaf test. Tosaf only means if you're actually in the process of eliminating Machazer all of Levar. Like a man of Paris. Okay, on both sides. This is what we discussed yesterday with Machazer now. One more Nakuda in this context, which is as follows. You can say one more twist. Just listen for a minute. The justice follows. This idea of Masha Manas Levar, at first glance, should only work if there's no minute-by-minute violation of Tashbisu. The minute-by-minute, every single second, another meter keeps ticking. Minute meter keeps running, Tashbisu, every single second. You have to give it right away? Every minute. The Gemara over here on both sides, on the payment base, thinks that every single minute you have to get rid of the chametz. And that's why you have to get rid of even on Pesach. Consider Tzorach Hayom. Why so? Because the Gemara is assuming that Ach B'Amarisha means the 15th of Nisan. So on the 15th of Nisan, the Torah is saying, Tashbisu, out! Every second counts. But in reality, Tashbisu Yerushalayim means the 14th. So on the 14th, you have to get rid of it every second. As we saw in the Mordechai, Shmuel said, how can the Rabbi Yitzchak leave it there at 12 o'clock? Every second is over by Uriah. Every second is Tashbisu, rather. Again, every second. But the 14th. Because our local Yerushalayim means the 14th. But as far as the 50th is concerned, I think a much more laid-back view. We don't even know if a cloud what the source of Hashbisa is on the 15th. That's the same on the Chumash. We have Sechzer HaShoven, and we have Absar Yibu from Nosof. We have all kinds of different Yalkuses. But the nature of these derivations is somewhat different. Scale down. The Torah is saying is, you know, Tashbisu really applies to the 14th. If for some reason you're stuck with Chometz on the 15th, please make sure you get rid of it. The Bona Shalom, when you get a chance, please make sure you get rid of it. So as long as I have in mind to get rid of it 3 days later, I'm paying it. Good enough. Good enough. So, but the Gemara on that page, which thought that Tashbisu means, trying to prove the fact, Harishon means the 15th. So if Harishon really means the 15th, then every second counts. And then this is Torah Hayom to burn it right away. That's the Gemara Pei. But Tosfos Chesed Lazar the Maskana. That Harishon means the 14th. And the whole 15th story, this is a derivation of the Alfusa. And the Alfusa scale down, which means get rid of it sometime or if you have a chance to do so. So then, Masha Manas Lavaro would be not in violation on that chavtes. But on that pay, it would be in violation. So the Hebrew Gemara thinks mistakenly in Havamina that Tarishan means the 15th. So it means the 15th is every second. So you can't say, well, God, I'll come back in 3 hours to do it. No, no. Every second. Get rid of it right now. Right the second. Tashbisu was with the Sisha La Chavetz Dan Zishri, right? Every second counts. Therefore, we consider Tarach Hayom on the 14th, Maskana, but that's Ayatah, it's no problem. On the 15th, it's not. Because you can wait till tomorrow and have a mind for tomorrow, it's good enough. But the Gemara thought that Rishon means the 15th, and then it's completely different. Then it would have been Tarach Hayom Shas. And you'll be every second. You go on the 15th, it's probably more than pay. Got it? And the truth is, although there's no problem burning chametz on Erev Pesach, because we allow it to light a fire, but this thing is relevant even for this case, because the Magen Avraham says, if I'm going to a bris milah on Erev Pesach, I remember I have chametz somewhere, I'm doing a bad face. Go back home, get rid of the chametz, and even be postponing a bris milah. I spoke about that Gemara when I once made a bris milah on one of my sons at Erev Pesach. That was the topic of the drosh. The same Magen Avraham, same author, quotes Tosfos called Pesach Midrash. In its more expansive understanding, the Pashtus, that Masha Chometz of Manas Lavaro is no violation of anything. No Tashbisa, no Bayra, no. The question was of Chastira. But why, if it's going to Bris, if you're on the way to the Bris, you're suddenly going to have, okay, so you tell your wife, you tell your friend, I make a mental note, write it down, that as soon as I come home and the Chalamoyed, I'll burn the Chometz. This way you have the best of all worlds, right? No Tashbisa, no Bayra, and Bris Milah is Mana. Why doesn't it work? The answer is, the 14th is insufficient. On the 14th, every second you have to get rid of it. There's no right to say, I'll do it tomorrow or the next day. On the 15th you can do it, because it's not the original time of Yom HaRishon. On the 14th you may not do it.
I mean, the
14th you have to do it. Or for chazals, right. You can't do bittul for whatever. You can't do bittul. Sunday or Monday, I promise. Go back and burn it. It's called the Bris Milah.
Well,
don't ask me. When we had a Bris in Erev Pesach, we did it in the morning.
I know, I said, how could you have a suit
that
big? What do you do?
Soap matzah.
Cook matzah,
large
size,
make
a cup of tea, but not be Easter or any
of that. No, not for now.
We'll get to that.
Not for now. One more Nakuda before, I want to talk about the parsha a little bit. One more Nakuda, and that is ashes of chametz. You burn chametz, you have ashes. Are the ashes mutter, or are the ashes of... So, we have a klal gadol. This rafim afram asur, afram mutter, thank you. This rafim afram mutter, the Mishnah Tzvura, nikvarin afram asur, quoted afram zayin. So what's called the Pesach, so we say, the old patek of Yehuda should be mutter, patek of Yehuda should be asur. That's how it's quoted in Nogan Avram, in Tzvura. Frank of Akiva Eger, but Tosfos in Tzvura that Flamin Gimel says, the reason why this Tzvapen is Afram Mutter is why Nasa Mitzvasa. So if it's Nasa Mitzvasa, the Mitzvah was done with it, therefore the Afram is Mutter. Even though we hold like Rabbi, like Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, so Nasa Mitzvasa was through polarization. Nasa Mitzvasa was through some other means. But if I am Nasa Mitzvasa through burning, it should be Mutter. It's not the same as, for example, I have, let's say, for example, I have Bosa Bokolo. I bust a column in my house. I decide to burn it. There's no mitzvah to burn bust a column. No mitzvah at all. I can leave it there forever. Leave it in a safe, in a vault, or in the ground, whatever. So therefore, if I decide to burn it, the answer is going to leave it there. But over here, even though I didn't have to burn it, but I had to get rid of it, that's for sure. Value of my because I decide to get rid of it through burning, it's the Eshel Mutter. Even Kvot Rabbanah, it's Rabbi Kiva Eger's Kash. Right, even Kvot Rabbanah should be Mutter, against the Tur. Right, that's the Kash. But if Yehuda Tavara Mutter, everything's Mutter. He says even Kvot Rabbanah should be Mutter. But why the Rabbanah Mutter? There's no mitzvah. Right? Excuse me. Why is the Kvaran Akron Asr? There's no mitzvah. That's who I'm Asr. The Chol of it's alive. When it comes to Chol of it's a Pesach, even if it's even out of the Kvaran, called the Rabbanah, but the mitzvah to get rid of it. The mitzvah to get rid of it, I choose to get rid of my burning, should be both of them, not some mitzvah. So here again, we mentioned two Svaras. The first Svara was, you're not getting rid of the mitzvah to burn it. Getting rid of it because you have to buy rub looming in the future. Similar to what we mentioned earlier. In the other cases of Nasa Mitzvasa, the mitzvah, the object itself demands that you do such and such to it. You have to get rid of it through burning. You're not under the gun in the future. You have Arla. You have to burn the Arla. Okay. Another one will keep the Arla around a little bit. You said, there's a mitzvah to burn the Arla. The mitzvah to burn the Arla, so you burn it and put the Arla. The ash and the mutter. When it comes to chametz and pesach, we cannot attribute your burning to the mitzvah to somehow eliminate this as far as a mitzvah. What mitzvah? Every second that goes by, you have another aveirah. So you're burning it just to avoid future aveirahs. Not so much to fulfill the mitzvah. One answer. The second goes back to your time. The time again. Chepsa gavra. The only time it's not the mitzvah, so it's Rabbayin, it's not the mitzvah, so it's a chepsa. Quote of Yehuda, it's a mitzvah in a chepsa, if you're rid of the chepsa. But according to the Rabbanah, it's Rabbayin, all it is that, you know, you, the tarkafta, the gavra, the kutzit, you as a person cannot have any chametz in your possession. That's all. Not a mitzvah to go ahead, like we said, go back to what we said before, like Sheva al-Tasa. Sheva al-Tasa, the same as Nazi Zeglase, it's also not a kind of Nasis Mitzvasa. Whatever can be done passively, you can't say Zeglase, and you can't say Nasis Mitzvasa either. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yudas, this is a specific way to get rid of it, to the essence of Mutter. According to Rabbanan, that could be got rid of it any which way, even if you should decide to do it through burning, the essence is still going to be else. You can't have a Torah of Nasis Mitzvasa, which are timing. The Riyachest was the same as Reb Chaim, the first Torah too. The one line left out, the idea of Isra Seh. That's what we didn't quite understand in Reb Chaim. And the Isra Seh line, we still haven't understood. They say it's a passive Kumbas, a passive Kiyam Aseh. That's how the Mechasena phrase for that time. Yeah. The Riyachest was the both. He said both reasons. One of the Chavos of Chaim, minus Yisrael Seh, and one of the Ten Amos Omer. I want to apologize to Talmidim, because there are many, many topics that we spoke about the first time around, which we did not have an opportunity to do in Chazor. And the reason is, because although we have finished a Chaz everything we learned, if we start a Chaz everything we learned, it'll take us a long time, and we won't be able to cover what we want to cover. So therefore the Chazor really concentrated on many of the fundamentals and left out a lot of the chakra of the Tire, the Sugya, and I have that beautiful, beautiful Kiddushim of the Gedolei Achronim and the Shonim, some original Kiddushim and Haoros. Can't help it. Those have, I hope you have your notes. Those who have good notes from the first time around will be able to go back to this, if not now, but in a future day, to look back and say, ah, I remember this one. But for the Chazor, for this purpose, is just to review some of the more salient topics that we discussed. By definition, to leave out many, many significant and important things, and I really ask your mechila. The mechila will take place with him on Sunday. Have everybody here signed? Sunday, I will be here on Sunday approximately 9:30. 6:30? No. Approximately 9:30 I'll be here, with a copy of the mechila. For those who can't come Sunday, don't want to come on Monday. Monday I should try to be at 9 o'clock. I'll be here at 9. The reason for this is because I want to say Shia on Monday. The new topic, those who take the scene on Sunday, especially, on Monday morning based matters, should start the new topic on the sheet called Pikoda. Sugya Hay and Gay, Baba Manala, a very important figure of Pikoda. Random topic from the beginning with Shia on Monday afternoon and Shia. Okay? Is everything clear?
Yeah.
No Shia Sunday. No. I will be here, Mr. Shem. I will be here.
He can have come to that without
seeing. Okay, so this is the...
No,
also, I want to talk a little about Brit Mila. This is the topic of this week's parsha. I'd like to tie it in, of course, a little bit to the Gemara Sukkah. I want to talk about the brachas of Brit Mila. There are three brachas in Brit Mila. Ala Mila, Rachniso b'Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu, made either right before or right after the Mila itself. Both discussions on Zayim and Alf and Sefer Tzokim. And there's another bro. You ever been in a bridge? Yeah. Not Shekhan on Eretz Yisrael. A long one. Shekhidish Yibetan. And then Baruch Ata Hashem, Korei Sabrit. So, Rav Soloveitchik, they decided with brachas. An interesting idea as to why there are really two brachas on Mila. Al Mila and Lahat Nisa. This is printed, this idea. Al Mila is a bracha on the Maisa HaMitzvah. On the Maisa HaMitzvah. All Maisa HaMitzvah require brachas over Lahat Siyasa. Lahat Nisa B'Rishish Al Avraham Avinu, the Rav suggested, is not on the Maisa HaMitzvah of the actual chitzuf, the cutting of the skin, but rather it's what he called the chal shem ben bris, which means that all the change that took place in the person. The person now entered into the covenant and the bris shall have avinu, and it's this entrance into the bris which warrants the second brach. And indeed, it is explained, it also says that the brach is made after the Bris Mila, according to some folks. Why after? Only after the Bris Mila is this state achieved. It's not a bracha on an action, it's of Avalas Yasa, it's a bracha on a state. And he even wanted to use it to explain a little bit the bracha of Al Mitzvah's Tfilin. It's Karkasas Lamana Tfilin. A person who's Uter B'Tfilin, such an action of putting on Tfilin. The different states of the Gavra, the person who's wearing Tfilin is a different kind of a person. Then another, then the person who doesn't wear tefillin, especially tefillin shel rosh, and therefore there's an additional bracha of mitzvah tefillin as far as the laniach tefillin. He suggests. The truth is, if you look at the more the other poskim we've shown them in Asron, they don't seem to accept this idea. But respect the last nisa of rabbi shel avraham avinu. I would offer a different suggestion. We'll come back to the Rav's idea later on. My suggestion is as follows. You look at the Maram Chalava, right here on that Zayin Amin Aleph, something very interesting. And I'll introduce it by asking a kash against the Rabbeinu Manoah, signing the Beis Yosef of the Mila. Rabbeinu Manoah has a Kiddush Pelech. If I am Zochet to have a son, the Moel makes Allah Mila, and I, the father, make Lach Nisa. What happens if the father is also the Moel? Of course, quoted Allah. He makes both brothers, Allah Mila, and Lach Nisa. Says the Rabbeinu Manoah, no. If the father is the Moel, he only makes one brother. No laughing. Could they explain? No. I mean, Manoah, believe it or not. How do you explain that? Why should that be? Why should that be? Sounds like somehow the Alamina includes the laughing. How can that be? That's right, no one. But the answer is foul. Where I'm Kalabas, that's dying. That laughing. Nisos, the Nisos, the Ramavina, is not a brother which is made for the actual people, for the cutting of the skin, for the grease meal and proper, for the circumcision as such. But rather, it's made for all the tircha that the father has to do to arrange for the grease meal to take place. A lot of tircha, no? You have to hire a moil, to hire a caterer, to call up all the people. It's a complicated thing to arrange for a bris mila. But all the arrangers in the tircha, which is the father's obligation, to arrange everything to be done. And therefore, this warrants a bracha of Lach Nisa Levishon Ramavim. Which Rabbeinu Manoah, very nice. If the father's participation is limited to preparation, to the sideshow, to arranging the moyo, he makes a bracha Lach Nisa. But the father's zocher to be the actual moyo, and he makes the bracha on the main thing, which is the meal itself, so that bracha includes within it all the side things. If there's someone else doing the meal, and the father is limited to his harness, to arrangements, the arrangement is significant enough to demand the bracha. The father's doing the main thing on the meal, so that includes, he gets the problem of Simon, he did the meal, so the meal includes everything else on the side. There is no other bracha. Thought this issue as to what the father's obligation is may depend upon the Al-Tusa, the source that we know that the father's obligation is allowed. The question is Poskim, I can use the mitzvah of my son, the child is my mitzvah, and you're a shliach to me, so shluchos shlavos kamosa.
Yeah, why don't
you want to
do that?
Or no, if there's no shlichus, you can't have shlichus by a mitzvah, it's a shibagufa, it can't be shlichus.
Why don't you do that? They make
right, they usually make mitzvah, that's correct. Maybe no. Maybe the father's obligation is to arrange it. And if you get hired, the moral to arrange it. That's the definitive shlichus. It could be, it depends upon the source. In this week's parsha, the pasuk says that Himo, and I believe it's in Parsha Tavir, where it says, Ve'yom HaShemini, Himo V'Saralosa. So I think it's the Radak in this week's parsha, the Ben Ezra of Tavriya, and say Yimo is Osha Nifal. Yimo is also, the Tzara Orla should be Yimo. It's my obligation to see to it, to arrange for it, that this is fact and transpired. That's how the Radak and Ben Ezra understand. Yimo is Osha Nifal. I have to arrange it. And I think, believe it, the Rishalmi said that that's the marker for the father's obligation. And although he's not the moral, he has to arrange it. He says, see to it that Yimo. If that's the case, come back to what Maram Chalava said. The father's obligation is to arrange it. That the bracha lach needs to be with Shalom Avinu, to arrange it. And if it's Allah Mila, that's it. That includes it. You can argue, it doesn't include it. That's the basis of the chief. But if the Gemara Kiddushim Chavtes derives the next expression, Vayomo, Avraham, Vesitzon, Kvonov, Vashmon, Asyamu. That means Vayomo. Avraham didn't hire any other male. He did it. If you derive from there, then it's more likely to assume that the mitzvah is the actual chitum. However, it seems to me that although the Rav shot in this Rav Nisa was somewhat questionable, others don't seem to agree with it. We suggest an alternative to the Maram Chalava, but the Rav tries to emit the Nochel. Correct. But in my opinion, it's not shot in the Rav of Rav Nisa, but it's shot in the last Rav, in the Rav of Koreis Abris. Moses Ridim, it says the Shabbos, asks, why suddenly make an extra bracha? So many brachas. Because good answer is that Milat is found twice. Milat is found in the Chumash, in conjunction with the regular halakas, mentioned in the Talmud of Bria, and the Shinjah of Saralasa. It is also found in the comments of the Avos, our brothers, the Yaakov. Says the part of Bris, the Mitzvah, which is found, was given to Sinai, which is found in Tazria. Then, for that, you make a bracha of Alamilat. For the Indian of Bris, in conjunction with the Avosain and Hakadoshim, Avavis and Yaakov, for this, to make a bracha of Koreis Abris. Question remains, what? We're not going to do mitzvahs because of Avavis and Yaakov. The Rambam writes the Pharisee and the Jewish of Mishnahs and Kulis. Don't think that we perform mitzvahs because of what the others were told, as important as that may be. We keep mitzvahs for one reason and one reason only. Because we were commanded by our Kfinah. That's the Yisod Gadol. So that's the reason we do mitzvahs, because we were commanded by our Sinai. So why do we make a bracha of Lachlis and Rich of the Ram Avinu at all? Excuse me. Of Koreis Abris at all? Doesn't make sense. Koreis Abris is for the others, but that's his history. It's a historical background. It has nothing to do with what we're doing nowadays. We do because of Sinai only. I believe the answer is yes, it's true. From the perspective of the mitzvah, we're doing it for Sinai only. But from the perspective of the Kriyas Bris, the covenant, the agreement, the contract that Bris Mila represents, that goes back to the Avos. That goes all the way back. And therefore, I believe that explains why we make this bracha of Koreis Abris, and the Koreis Abris, exactly what the Talmud is talking about, is connected to the Bris of the Avos, which is the Chal Hashem Ben Bris that the Rav calls. I agree with his definition, but I just want to move it over one. He said about the Achniso. Who am I to argue? Think about those Poskim who don't say about the Achniso, but they learn Achniso differently, as for the Maram Chalava, some other interpretation, might still take the very Yisod, and say what? That this Yisod is the reason for a different bracha, the bracha of Koreis Abris, the Bris Mila, the connection, the covenant, not just in terms of mitzvah by Sinai, mitzvah Sinai, of course, the reason why we actually have to do it, but the greater idea of the covenantal relationship between Hashem Yisbarach and Am Yisrael is represented by the Bris Mila, and this is why the special bracha of Koreis Abris. One last nakuda. You may have heard people use a colloquialism, oh, now they did the Bris Mila, but now he's Jewish. Now he's welcome to the fold, right? Now, we think, well, that kind of business. He's Jewish without the Bris Mila. He's Jewish as soon as he's born from a Jewish mother. But you should not make fun of Jewish expressions. They say it as a basis of my love for Jews. Look very carefully, you'll see that the Rambam Paskin, that Orel is Kizar. The Kohen, who did work in the Beis HaMikdash, and he didn't have a Bris Mila, so his Kizar is treated like a non-Kohen in his Chayav. There's a Pasuk, Cheskel, Kol Ben Necher, Erel Lev, Erel Boter, Le'avol Mikdash. Who's a Ben Necher? He's an Erel Lev or an Erel Boter. Erel Lev is an apocurus. According to some, a Kohen apocurus, the vote is also no good for the same reason. Or an Erel Boter means someone who was physically didn't do a Bris Mila. What does that mean? That means that he's not a lapse in the Kedushas Yisrael. Orel does not have complete Kedushas Yisrael. So if he has no Kedushas Yisrael, how can he be a Kohen? A Kohen is Yisrael plus. So he's not even a full Yisrael. So how can he be a Kohen? He says that's why he lacks Kuhuna, and that's why he's using an Alkus to Orel Kuzah. But why? Why does an Orel lack the Din of Yisrael? In what way can we explain it in our own Divata Halachic dimension? But how can we explain it from the perspective of Hashkofa? What way does he lack? What's he missing? person misses another mitzvah, doesn't check a lulav, doesn't miss. So I think the answer, but I just want to end with this, that the Ramban in next week's in this week's parsha. Paul says in this week's parsha, nope. Give me a chumash. I'm only thinking of the Vayis Av Amon Goyim. How's it go? Vani Hinei Brisi Yitoch Vayis Av Amon Goyim. That's the pasuk. Once I got it. The Ramban said in that pasuk that, quote, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lo Levado Niskanu Alilo. He paraphrased the pasuk in Sefer Shmuel that Avraham Avinu should be Nemo before Sarah became pregnant with Yitzchak, Leo Zaro Kodesh. Notice, Yishmael was born and Avraham was not Nebo. Yitzchak was born, but that's everybody was Nebo. That's how the Pesukim goes in the end of this week's parsha. So you and I would say, I don't know the difference. Yishmael came from Hagar and Yitzchak came from Sarah. That's what you would say. Yeah, maybe that's tried also. But the Ramban says it's in the Tifa and the Hecher Alamis in the higher world, Leo Zaro Kodesh Yehad Ad Brit Milah. What does that mean? What that means is as follows. Somehow or other in the mystical world, the person is a Brit Milah. The Brit Milah is done on the reproductive organ. Or El Zafo, the Zafo in the Keva. So that somehow symbolizes the idea of continuity of the Zera that comes out of the Eder, which is Mol, will lead to a Zera Kodesh. At least where Yitzchak of it, not where Yishmael. If that's the case, Rabbi Osai, we could suggest that a person who has a Brit Mila and is thereby given the capacity to have Zera Kodosh, he is in a higher madrega intrinsically than a person who does not have a Brit Mila. That's the function of the Zera, of their children. But I give a mashal. We know in Tumah, the whole sugya in Tumah, which we're probably going to skip, from Tanis Kanakona, there's an Abba Tumah, there's a Shenazer, there's a lot of Tumah. Higher and lower levels of tumah. A higher level of tumah comes primarily from your ability to transfer the tumah. If I can transfer the tumah to somebody else, I'm a higher level of tumah myself. Why? It's the difference. That's the answer. If you have the power to transfer something, it means it's more concentrated at a greater level than you. Same thing with Kedusha. If a man has a Brit Mila, he can be marvelous at Kedusha to his son,